Spirit. Oh, mighty God, we need you. Yeah. We want more of you. Yeah. And pour your spirit. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. Almighty God.
Still my heart. But I've kept worshiping and worshiping and worshiping and worshiping and then close the service. Thank you, Minister, for a powerful stuff. Give me 20 minutes, if you will, please. Will for everything short this morning or afternoon, because I know for sure what God wants to do is to infuse us with more power. Amen. First, I welcome my dear friend, dear Elohim. Good to have you again today. I invite him up at some point, and then Pastor Des Brown, God bless you, sir. It's good to have you, sir. Spark to life. Ezekiel 47 was actually for, I wanted to set it down at the back, please, for the word. If you came to Spark Nation, you know you came for the word. And so, I'm not going to go into the theories of things because I want to stop so that we can worship one, pray more. I want to give certain instructions from the Holy Ghost. First of all, the Holy Spirit has instructed me to start with this. The world has never been as dangerous as it is now. And I don't want to scare anyone, so I will not go into the details that I have in my notes about how dangerous everything has become. The Bible speaks about the heart of men growing cold. Men develop weapons to hurt one another. Someone said, well, you know, I just don't like the way America rules the world. I said, would you rather Saudi Arabia? And so from the world stage to our local lives, the art of people constantly and gradually go so wicked and cold because of money. Man no longer cares to hurt another man as long as he will make money from it. Hurting is not a big deal because of money. And I know that quickly you begin to say to yourself, thank God I'm not like that. Well, the truth about life is you don't have to be like that to be a victim. Many of our young men are born into poverty because of one person's greed. Don't sleep in church, that is afternoon. You know what afternoon means? And the heart of men grows so cold, so wicked. And I don't want to point you to news upon news upon news on how wicked things have become, but that is not the plan of God. It bleeds the heart of the Father. Each time there is calamity in the world, it bleeds the heart of the Father. Each time another person goes to hell, it bleeds the heart of the Father. There is a contest. There is a competition. There is a battle going on in the realm of the Spirit. This battle is for the soul of nations. It's for the soul of young people. It's for the soul of those who have energy. Is not just a battle between God and Satan. It's a battle between God, secularism, and Satan. Secularism is the one that stands in the middle. Is the converter to Satan. Is the one that converts people when they give their worship to themselves. Stay with me this morning. Where's Tom? Come and play the keys. 24-year-old PhD. Come, Tom. Where is he? Come, my friend. Come here, And so many people these 10 days are unbelievable. But you still don't sit by his side to tell him when I'm not crazy, you know. And so there is so much. People are born into the bondage. An affliction that never stops. One of the greatest evil of life, if you look at me now, forget about the keys. Man, like no wonder filmmakers are so rich. Rich is like you look. Have you heard people coming into church before and everybody was just, we just love looking. I told you when I first came to this country, I thought there was war. Oslo Street. There were all those empty heads coming. Ooh, they go like that every morning, city people. That train station, they walk. So I'm thinking, why are people in this kind of a rush? They said it is rush hour. Okay, then I was there in the afternoon too. So I realized that people just get into that spirit. If everybody's walking like this, you just say, oh, wow, oh, let's go. But then I saw people walking that way, and one day a guy decided to do magic. Then they stopped. I thought you were in a rush. Now, the world becomes so dangerous. We found out, as I discussed with the guys, that it is a chessboard. The concept of God that we're taught is completely wrong. That's why you still believe in false. They showed you a God that whenever he wants to do something, just comes and do it. As I say, don't you shut up? I've done it. No, you've been deceived. It doesn't work that way. God has to plan. He has to think. He has to speak. He has to promise. He has done all these things through eternity, and they are obvious in the Bible. And the last thing, he has to look for the right person that fits into his plan and fits into his promise and fits into everything that he wants to do. Otherwise, Jesus would have just come and God would have said, you know what? All the sins are paid for. Satan, you go to hell. Get out of the way. No, his son had to come. You see, when his son came, let me hear you, guys. Play with boldness. Be bold. Play. When his son came, his son rules himself by the word. The death of Jesus was faith-based. You know, you're still practicing the Christianity of when God is ready, we'll do whatever he wants to do. It's not true. You're deceived. They deceived you. It's not true. You don't need to look far. Look at your life. His, pardon this word, is schemed all through ages. And there were times that other factors seemed to win. In the Garden of Eden, the first man, God gave commandment to. But because he sees ahead, he's able to plan. He saw the fall of man. But he believed so much in this man. Because this man was in walking. Satan played the game and won harder. He won that one. But God had a plan. Why are these things that I say straight to the church? You do realize that when you came to church, you never read the Bible. You just listen to what people have to say. You got frustrated that it's not working in your life. But I know that I'm speaking to a new generation. So let me go past that. Let me go past the problems that confront your generation. The problem number one of deceit. Satan cannot run a person's life without deceiving them. A person is born in East, Beckton, Croydon, whatever. And at a young age, they become deceived. The definition of money is wrong. How they define money, how they define success. I'm looking at something and I saw a person between just 90, MBE. I pity your generation, asking myself, what kind of conspiracy is this? A person who sits down and says, you know, when I go to the studio, I just go in, smoke some weed, I drink some alcohol, and I rap. They said, now, we're gonna knight you for your contribution to music. What music? It recruits into secularism. The pursuit of so-called happiness recruits into secularism. Take one person, show them as a picture of success, and everybody will want to be like that, but nobody will be like that. It's just take one person. But this is the gist this afternoon, friends. God needed to win a battle for the heart of the young people. It is always when you're young. You were recruited when you were 12 or 11. You only grew into whatever you were recruited into. You were recruited when you were much younger. You only grew into it. Don't forget, religion also recruits people. How do you know? Now look at your age if you are older and ask yourself, what exploits have I done? Because those who know God will be strong and do exploits. Those who know religion will just be good people. There is no battle for good people. There is battle for the young. There is battle for the young at heart. There is a battle going on in your community unit. The world cannot solve it. I don't need government to help me to solve a problem. They have problems. The mayor's office is using fake celebrities, fake accounts to do crime campaign. So these celebrities are coming and saying, no, we did not approve that campaign. These people are mentally deranged. Including the mayor's office.
Yes, sir.
Say, oh, you might be meeting the mayor soon. For what?
That's right, sir.
I want to make a mayor out from this house.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You think this is a picture thing? Let's go there and take some pictures. Or let's go to number 10 and take some picture. Where there is a maybe or maybe not. Or there is a mayhem. We have a bigger problem in our own community. So, but because the church has become so weak, listen, friends, when or as we win the battle, it is not, we're not fighting for a religious space among the churches. We don't want to be the number one church. We're fighting for space where believers do not occupy.
Yes, sir.
We're fighting for space where normal Christians don't go. So we're not fighting for a church space. We're not fighting for an auditorium. We're fighting for the place of Zion.
Yes, sir.
Among the committee of nations, because Zion is actually a nation.
Yes, sir.
When we go to the east, we're fighting for a space that the church has neglected. when you go to your government search, or wherever you walk, you're fighting for a place that believers are not respected. But Ezekiel has a revelation for us this morning. And when the time to come to the altar, we saw many souls in the first service, 42. I wanted to run to the altar because you are about to remove yourself from something you've been recruited into without your permission.
Yeah.
I was recruited into pride without my permission.
Yes, sir.
I was just proud for nothing. Is that what recruited you? Poverty.
Yes, sir.
Oh, poverty is what recruits us into pride because you see, with poverty, the moment we see little, we become proud, or we forget that what we see is nothing. For poverty recruited me into pride. I was recruited into fear by other people's failure. So when I looked as if I failed, I couldn't try again because I know of an auntie. What would the devil do with a person who has no fear? What would the devil do with a person who has no pride? Who just follow whatever God is saying? You are on the chessboard. God is looking for people whose heart is loyal towards Him, that He may show Himself strong on their behalf. Men, do you know what Moses did? The strongest army in the world at the time, led by a tyrant dictator. If Donald Trump is deemed to be the most powerful man in the world today, he can't just do things because he wants to do it. Well, you see, if China decides to behead somebody, it doesn't need to confirm with anybody. That was like Pharaoh. Imagine standing in front, Mandeboko Sobrahanda, standing in front of tanks, standing in front of missiles, and you stand there with no ammunition than the word. When I come to speak to you like this, I come to recruit people that have that kind of a dear devil genius. I couldn't have said it better than what Reverend said. That's why I tell my sons and daughters, if somebody among you is bitter, envious, fighting, proud, don't fight that battle. I'm recruiting people that there will one day in this nation, they will say that there's a bomb about to explode in a train station. And people will be running away. And you will be running too.
Yes, sir.
With just your sword.
Yes, sir.
And you say the name of Jesus. How can you not fear a bomb if you are still afraid of what people think about you? When a bomb comes, you better run for your dear life. Because you are not even recruited into this life yet. Have soldiers running into it and say, what is a bomb? In the name of Jesus. You think people are not true to the Lord when they see them? Well, you know the time will come. That's why I started with the evil that has now entered the world. Nations now believe. In case you don't grasp what nuclear weapon means, nations now believe in order to be strong, we need something that can kill everybody. How safe is the world? But Ezekiel has a word. And I want to take you there this morning and then pray Ezekiel 47. And I'm not going to be able to get into all that we have to say, and I want to stop. I really want to stop. 47 reads this down.
The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple.
You're reading New King James, right? Quickly, sister. He brought me back to the entrance of the temple. Please listen to this, please.
Then he brought me back to the door of the temple. And there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east.
This water was under the threshold of the temple. Please listen to me. I saw the prophecy. This is not the word. These are people that are covenant people of the altar. Pastor's kids. People that were once on fire for God. People that were messed up by religion. Lost fire and mistook church attendance for connection with God. People that the altar had sat upon for a long time. People that, and that's why, listen, those of you who are adults as well, you get to a position where you now got married and you have bills to pay, and now you are locked under the altar. You have work to do. He brought me to the temple, yes, ma'am.
Flowing from under the threshold of the temple.
Something happened and they began to flow from under. You know, anything that was under before was not good, you know, because it's under. It was kept under the threshold of the temple, yes, ma'am.
Towards the east.
It was toward the east. I want to prophesy to the east before the rally tomorrow. Yes, ma'am.
For the front of the temple faced east.
The temple was based in the south, but the front faced the east. There's a revival coming from the south to the east. If I had time, I would have shown you when the scripture now said they were apportioning people to guide the four corners. The east was the only place where they put six Levites. No time to read on, sister.
The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the...
So coming to the north gate. Oh, wait a minute, listen to this now. This will change your life. Read on, sister.
And led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water running out of the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits.
As we go deeper now, into the east, 1,000 cubits measured out. I'm talking to the souls under the altar. You're here this afternoon and you're locked up in the world, locked up in illicit sex and the want for success that you don't even know what it means. Your time will soon come when God begins to call you to come, because he is asking us to reconnect back to the throne. From the throne, he will release you back now. But I just when I heard myself, I'm told I have 5 more minutes. But quickly, read on, sister, if you can help me.
He measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the water.
Jump through all the 1,000 cubits. I can begin to do some exegesis on that. What the ankle 1,000 means talks about our walk with God. But you see, Christians stop with the walk. Then it went to the ankle, the prayer life. We stop with the prayer life. It went to the waist, right? We stop with the belt of truth. Then it but there is an ultimate where it was a river that one could not swim. At this point, it's no longer about your prayer life or about your work or about the words. It is just that what are carrying you. But no time this morning, afternoon. Read on, sister. I want to close.
He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there, along the bank of the river, were very many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed.
Listen, listen, listen. When it reaches the sea, a church that is not flowing does not know its healing power. You don't stay in your auditorium and ask people to come to you for healing. You go to this water. You go to this sea. The sea is bigger than just the river. There are oceans now. So we don't know the potential of power in us until we flow from the altar. But most times we stay at the altar. And we don't understand that there is only brings in this water, flow toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley. You've got to go to the valley. Oh my God, I can talk 1 more hour on the valley of the shadow. And enters this sea. This sea signifies more people. It's an ocean of people. From the north to the east to the south. Nations, thank you, Bishop. It flows there. If you come from the throne, when you get to your workplace tomorrow, if you are coming from the throne, because you can come from the throne or you can come from ambition. It is only those who come from the throne that will dethrone. Oh my God. It is only those who come from the throne that will dethrone the kingdom of hell in East London or South London. They cannot dethrone nothing.
Yes, sir.
Organizations cannot do it. Go check all of them. We have to come from the throne in order to dethrone. There are people here today who God has apprehended because He wants to use you to dethrone the sinner's wall in the finance industry. Well, read on, sister, quickly.
When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed.
Oh my God. Who is to blame for a sick world? Who is to be held responsible for a world that is dying? And by the time you and I don't stand up and take responsibility, we will soon become victims. Victim of poverty. Victim of crime, because what guides our life is just, I want to be whatever I want to be. And so the devil managed to squeeze in the message of ambition into the church. So a preacher can preach, but all he's just saying is, you can be what you want to be. I don't want to be what I want to be. I don't want to be anything I want to be. I want to be what God wants me to be. Because therein is peace. Only in what God has for me is real prosperity. You see, in anything I want to be, the only thing that is paper money. That one does not satisfy. Paper money has no life in it. It is mostly a curse without the blessing of God on it. It's a curse. But who is to blame? The drug that refused to flow into the sea. The drug that keeps themselves, as people get older in the church, most times all they know in their head is to disapprove of what pastor said. Even though for a lifetime they've not done anything that God has raised a man to do. But they can say, that's not the way the Bible says it. Who are you fooling? Do you not know that he will give an account of every idle word? Do you not know that God does not commit lives into the hands of talkers? Do you not know that life is so important to God that he raises oracles for himself for a generation? You think this is just a spark thing? No, this is a life thing. And I'm wondering if there are people here this morning or afternoon who are ready to flow like a river until you get to the sea.
Amen.
The Lord said to tell somebody, you only got to still waters. And because you flow a little bit, you got to still waters. And wow. God said there is a sea. He said, I built you so that you can bring healing. I can heal you so that you can share testimonies. He didn't bring Calvin out or Stephen out or so out so that he can sit with pastor and share with Twitter world. He brought you out so that you can flow back from his meeting to leadership. He brought you out so that you can flow to the community. The community is a bigger sea. God says, at least he asked those of you who are here this morning, how do you come back to the throne? Go and perish your own personal ambitions. Oh, it will drain you. It will kill you. It will kill the purpose of God in your life. And so when that sister is also dreaming and you're murmuring, well, you know, I'm praying God's word, but I also want to be in Goldman Sachs and be top there. Go and do Goldman Sachs then. You become a fig tree. God says, you don't understand this company. Upon these, the sand is the place of direction for the nations. You who Goldman Sachs is supposed to consult their boss and say, lay hands on me. You're chasing. You think you're qualified to be top, right? No. One of the deceits of secularism is that it will tell you will make it soon. I've got to tell secularism like my dad, right? The life of a man is in his blood. He ain't going nowhere. He said, for exaltation does not come from the east or the west. God, I know if you don't lift me, I'm going to be down forever. And I know you will not lift me if I don't lift you. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men. Please, is your CEO part of all men?
Yes.
Those who own billions to be able to help this work, are they part of all men?
Yes.
So what am I supposed to do? Run to the all men? No. Lift him. Then he, Malika to Sabahanda, will draw. Lord, I don't mind how long I need to lift you for I know you will draw. But read this on, all the waters are healed, renounce his name.
And it shall be that every living thing, that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live.
Oh my God. Every living thing that moves wherever this river goes. You know, there are people in their body, but they are dead people. They are everywhere every day. You just don't know. Because you were recruited to believe, you look at a person, and because of your recruitment, you look at them and say, this is successful. So you don't know they really need you. You thought you needed them. Because you've been recruited to define success. So the person says, I'm married, I have two kids. No, but you love God, and now on a Sunday you are home. You are not successful. You are deceiving yourself. There will be God.
There will be a very great multitude of fish.
Oh my God.
Because these waters go there.
Why would there be a great multitude of fish? Talk to me now, church. Because they came to the water? Because the water got there. There will be a multitude of souls. Because those of us now attached to the throne, we are now going to flow to every area of human and people. The waters in East London, South North, will lead because we went there. Because we are there. So if you're still living in sin, today you can get it sin. You can drop it at the altar. And by the way, worry and fear and anxiety is sin. Open your mouth to talk nonsense is as sin as fornication. You know why? Can I tell you why? All sin stops you from the purpose of God for your life. The ultimate sin is you not fulfilling purpose. It's not for the kingdom. Don't sin give access to the wicked one. And it blocks the righteous one out. So what grieves God's heart, therefore, is that you are not able to stand up and go fulfill assignment. So it doesn't matter if it is adultery or lying. It doesn't matter if it's disobedience. We're pushing it. You don't understand. Now, so, why are we able to encode post? Because few of us can gather ourselves at Brighton Park and say, this is our giving week, and then raise 100K. Cheers. So, we really don't have to be here today. We can just say, you know what? We'll do service next 2 weeks. Why? We're not here to raise money. You already won that chess game. God was playing something because you know why God needed to be that way and raise covenant partners. You know why? This river has to move. This river cannot stay. Wherever this river goes, once it is attached to the throne, wherever it goes, all the multitude there will come to life. Moving forward, so that's the kind of faith I want you to walk with always. When your house fellowship leader comes on Tuesday or Wednesday, that area, you now own it. You own that teach. Maybe you are there for the first time and you're wondering what kind of church is this. It's not the church my mom used to take me to. Because then they prophesy about you. You will be blessed. Come and be blessed. You will break through. You will break through. But look at mom. She broke down. Oh, yes, of course. Don't let's deceive ourselves anymore. We cannot heal something if we are part of the problem. A person has cancer, I say, don't call it cancer. I don't like confessing wrong. My guy, you cannot cure something that you have no diagnosis of. If we're going to heal the world, a broken person cannot bring healing to anybody. But you see, healing is not easy because it will take operations sometimes. You will have to be pierced sometimes. Have you swallowed pills before? Very bitter. Read on, sister, let me close now.
There will be a very great multitude of
fish.
Because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
Right.
It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En Gedi to En Eglon, and there will be places.
No, you rushed it. I told you to go slow. You really want to go home quick, right? You know, and Adrian. I wish I had time. Empty means the fountain of kids. The fountain of kids, K-I-D-S. The fountain of youths.
Many people are losers.
And listen, listen. And as long as God is a winner, without people that are winners,
yes.
He will lose.
Yes, sir.
That's why he changes people.
Yes, sir.
He says, take this guy out. Because he will walk towards our losses. He will make us lose. When you enroll, when you give your life to Jesus, you no longer work for yourself. This is now a clash of kingdoms. This is not about how you feel. So God says, the day I will start rejecting you and the anointing will dry over your life is if you look at a lady or a man and say, I just want to manage how she feels. Say, don't do that. This is a kingdom thing. This is warfare. One single person can spoil the whole plan like Adam did. Adam messed everything up so that we are now in bondage because of one disobedience. Adam, are you hungry? No. Why should you eat this fruit? I just feel like I don't want to be, I don't want Eve not to be happy with me tonight. Oh God, no time. Go on, sister.
The fish will be of the same kind as of the fish of the great sea,
yes.
Exceedingly big.
Uh-huh.
But its swamps and marshes will not be here.
My God, Lord, I will never be swamps. I told somebody the other day, no matter how much truth I tell you, if you are a swamp and a marsh, you won't hear it. You're not going to hear me. You will just hate me more. But one thing you will never think of is, why is this guy telling me the truth though? Why? Maybe because it's the truth. But a swamp and a marsh, he said, no matter how powerful the water is, he said they will not. They will be given over to salt. No time. Should we do this next Sunday?
No, sir.
Go on, sister.
Along the bank of the river. On this side, uh-huh, and that,
uh-huh,
will grow all kinds of trees,
uh-huh,
used for food.
Yes.
Their leaves will not wither,
uh-huh,
and their fruit will not fail.
Uh-huh.
They will bear fruit every month.
How many times will they bear fruit?
Every month.
Talk to me. How many times?
Every month.
Don't leave that place. Go to the last book of Revelation. I told you this vision was not for Ezekiel. Revelation 22, quickly. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God. I'm just helping you read before you get the floor, huh?
And he showed me a pure river of water of life,
uh-huh,
clear as crystal,
uh-huh,
proceeding from the throne of
it
God.
It was coming. Look, if your life is not clear and clean today, when the altar call time comes, forget about your title or position. If I need to repent, I don't care if you think I'm a pastor, and if I come and say, Lord, forgive me, you think I'll be thinking, oh, I wonder what they will be thinking about me. I don't care. And say, well, one of the ministers that left this church is talking rubbish on Twitter. I say, I don't care. I say, swamp. You don't fight one battle. I want to fight nation. You're talking of somebody that can't even put one and two together. A mash. That's not an abuse. That's focus. If your life is not clear, don't stand behind on what people will think about you. Come to the water. Come to the throne. Relocate your steps. Back to the time that you used to have fellowship with the throne. Just before the affairs of this life took over your heart. Just before the deceitfulness of riches took over your heart. But told me the way you can cause revival is this. You see, when people come together, right? And you give. I do business. I don't go use the money to get things for my future. And so that when Satan begins to speak to people's head, if they really belong to the revival, they will realize that this beat is standing in front of them. is a suicide mission guy. It is one, there's only one way to get things. He said, I will give you houses you did not build.
Yes, sir.
So I don't go put down deposit for things. Because then you are not started. Then the devil will use that to sell you a lie and say, you see all this past. No, I ain't doing it. He said, I will give you houses you did not build. Wells you did not dig. I'm not advising you against that. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying some of us are common. That's just simple. I want nations. I don't want cars. I don't want houses. I want the nations. He said, ask of me of the nations and I will give you the end of the earth as an inheritance. I want nations. I don't want to start rushing to secure my future. Until you secure yours, I don't want to secure anything. So that when voices start fighting your head, you see all those pastors, just use us. He said, no pity. It's not getting anything. I'm standing here by faith. I don't want anything. I don't need to own anything. I own power. You see that one? You didn't hear me. You see that one? Until he become Elijah. A man who was sitting in his bedroom and hear the counsel of the president of Syria and begin to declare to the until he becomes the Elisha anointed. Elisha was the one God said, take the oil. Go and anoint Jehu. It will be the leader of the nation. Swap nation, a time is soon here. We will be the one to anoint the MPs, anoint the prime ministers, anoint those who will lead the community. We are standing at the river bank today to speak to the atmosphere that the time is about to come. The sacrifices have gone up. Leaders that cannot sacrifice cannot call the impossible.
Wow.
So I stand in the integrity of the pastoral and the apostolic ministry. I've not desired anything. I desire the nation. How did some nation come this far? The world. We get into a place. It doesn't matter if you are 100 or 10. The world begins to proceed. Every Sunday getting more intense. And then the river busts. And then there is a great multitude. We're prophesying today. New leaders will begin to rise. When that kind of prophecy comes, those of you who are leaders, you better hold your feet firm. You better stand firm. You better stand in the promise of God. You better humble yourself. You better cry to God to help you, like I do. Like Reverend said, there is a shift in the atmosphere. New generation leaders are coming. New generation entrepreneurs are coming. Pastoral ministry will now be redefined. The time is now. The battle is shifting. If we attack or we don't, every month, you saw in Ezekiel, he said every month, right? Yes, look at Revelation, what did he say?
Verse 2. In the
verse,
middle,
one.
Verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God.
It is coming from the throne. I prophesy you as rivers. You are coming from the throne. Say, Lord, why am I not 5 years ago? Why am I not taking the nation as you promised me? They said, you're not coming from the throne. You're coming from religion. You're not coming from the throne. You're coming from ambition. You're not coming from the throne. You're coming from leaders meeting. You're not coming from the throne. They said, go back to the throne. You know the place I used to be with you when you were on fire for me. When the church was just 10 people, but you were on fire for me, come back to the throne. We are attached to God. Then I will release you to the nations. Then you will go and heal the nations.
Two. In the middle of its streets, And on either side of the river was the tree of life.
Hey, all of these trees back in Revelation. What does this tree do?
Which bore 12 fruits.
Huh?
Which bore 12 fruits.
How many times?
12 fruits. Each tree yielding its fruit every month.
Oh my God. Ezekiel, how did you see this? At the end of time, God says to me this afternoon, you see the river is here already. There are people he wants to throw in. Don't let anything keep you at the bank. Don't let any fear or the fear of the house you want to buy. When am I going to get married? God said, come to the throne. I want to dethrone the world. I want to dethrone the finance mountain. I want to dethrone. But God said, I need people, young people, or young at heart, who will come to the throne. I want a throne. I'm not after a big church. I'm not after recognition by any queen. I just want the throne. They said you can't get it if you don't come to the throne. I'm not preaching to you. I'm giving lifestyle. I don't care about preaching. I started to preach when I was 8. I don't want to impress anybody anymore. If there is anyone here today, young or old, and you're far from the Lord, today, as the river flows towards the east, of course the north is not going to be dry. South is the base. West is the powerhouse for finances. I see in the spirit 60 souls. No. 66 sons of the altar. Daughters of the altar.